Father, I have sinned. I mean, I'm not really sure if I have sinned, but I'm here to figure it out. I need your advice. I'm sure it is forbidden for married men to have sex with other women than their wives. It's not often that I go to a confession. So, Father, give me some moments to clear my thoughts. I think one reason that I feel so awkward is that I can't even feel your presence. This could be different, I guess, if I would hear you breathing. It could be relieving. Please breathe for me loudly. Yeah, it is much better this way. Please, keep breathing audibly so I have the feeling you are with me. Yeah, you do it right, Father. Your breathing is very relaxing for me. Can you breathe even a bit slower? Otherwise, I will get the impression you feel uncomfortable. I don't want to feel like I stress you. Breathe into your belly and slowly let out the air. I just want to listen to your calming and relaxing breathing for a moment. Oh, yeah, that is so great to hear your breaths. I think I'm brave enough to continue. Well, it is a sin if a husband is not truthful to his wife. So to have sex with another woman is a sin for sure. You should not commit adultery. I personally don't see it exactly like it is written in the Bible, I mean. It gives me so much faith to hear you breathing. Every time when I try to continue and don't know how, I just can breathe along with you and then I find the right words. You do it so right, Father. In my opinion, a wifey can give consent to her husband to have sex with another woman. I mean, that is no harm in sincerity when a married partner both agree. I can barely hear you. Can you breathe louder like this? Yeah, that is so great. I imagine you as a pretty tall man if I consider the amount of air you can fill into your lungs so effortlessly. Well, where was I? Yeah, if the wife gives consent, everything is fine, I guess. And now to my problem. Most men find me very attractive. I don't think it is necessary to describe myself, my hair, how my legs look, and so on. Just imagine that I look really good. And that causes many men to have unchaste thoughts. And if I find a man attractive, the last questions that strain to my mind in these situations are questions like, are you married? Do you have a girlfriend? Does your wife know what we plan to do together? I mean, one thing is, I ponder if I should ask this. to hear you breathe is so great, Father. It is so relaxing and it is nearly arousing. For me, relaxation and arousal are pretty close feelings. Well, I don't ask those questions. And inwardly, I don't care about these answers. I mean, is it my problem when an attractive man is craving to feel my body, my boobs, my kisses? If I want that too, everything is fine for me, I hope. I mean, the man may sin, but his sin isn't like a virus that could infect me in the contact with him. I guess that's right. Breathe. Yeah, really good. If he wants to feel my cunt around his cock, and I want that too, his marital status should not be my problem. Can it be that your breathing got heavier? I wouldn't mind so much, I mean. You are a man, too. Sometimes I forget priests are humans, too. With all desires and feelings people have. In my imagination, you are a beautiful and attractive man. And of course, you don't see me, but you hear my voice. My voice is sweet, many told me that. And I know that some men get aroused only by listening to my voice. Often that happens unintentionally, but there is no harm in it, is it? I often experience the erotic power of my voice in phone calls, and I admit that I like it. When a man melts to my voice, I feel so mighty, and I love that feeling. But I question a bit. If you get so aroused by my voice, are you able to hear my confessions? I think an aroused priest isn't very neutral. He is more a horny man than a chaste priest, I guess. Perhaps we have to wait for a better chance. I want to tell you my viewpoint about priest. What I really adore on you monks and nuns is that you are obedient. You are obedient to God. And it is not like you were forced to be obedient. You simply obey on your free wills. And that is the highest state of obedience, I'm convinced. That is so adorable. But I wonder much about that celibacy thing. I mean, when I don't have sex or don't masturbate for a while, I get grumpy. What should that mean, living without sex? That doesn't make any sense in my opinion. Isn't our sexuality a gift from God? We can feel aroused and feel the bliss of orgasms. We should be thankful to God, I guess. But hell, you really seem to be aroused now. Are you aroused? I really wouldn't mind. If you are horny and brave, then simply moan now. Yes, do you imagine my body? I'm clothed, but you can imagine me how you like. I mean, you can't see me. Can you imagine my soft skin? Can you imagine to get kissed from me? So moan for me. Yeah, that's great, Father. I believe in your free will. You are free to shift your obedience to another object than God. There is no bad in it. I imagine it more like giving in to sexual thoughts to clear your mind. To get rid of sexual thoughts is clearly a good idea. I'm sure you agree. I imagine kissing you now. My hand on your chin is forcing you to open your mouth. Like this, my tongue can glide into your mouth. You are aroused. You are very aroused. I guess we should continue the confession tomorrow or so, and take care of your other needs now. When men try to think with their dicks, they don't think really at all. Moan, Father. Yeah, that's right. I know it is forbidden for a priest to touch a woman, whatever the reason is for. But we are not even in the same space. There is a wooden wall between us. So, there is no danger. Moan for me, Father. I think when you get some release, your thoughts will be clearer afterwards. I can make men melt with my voice. I can make them feel like puddles of good boys. Many men are so submissive to me because they are in hope I give them relief. What do you think? I think I would like that if you would obey to me in this session. Later on, you can shift your obedience back to God. And when we'll meet again and you'll be not in such an aroused state, I can better explain the problem I came here for. Imagine my tongue is playing with your tongue now. Moan, Father. Yeah, that is what I want to hear. I want to make you come very hard. I have made some men come without me even touching them, and without them touching themselves. Not every man can come this way, and some will even never learn it. But what the ones told me, who had orgasms this way, sounds like a mind-blowing sensation. My experience is, when a man is smart, full of fantasy and creativity, he gets an orgasm without touching. I'm pretty sure you are such a man. I guess you can't describe that as masturbation. I think that should be allowed even for a priest. Can you strip your robe for me? Please do it for me. I'm sure you will make a mess soon. But we don't want to make that robe messy. What do you think? Strip it off. I hope you have some handkerchiefs with you, but I guess you can clean up your cum with your pants also. You are such a good boy. Moan for me just because I like to hear you moaning. Good boy. I think you already recognize that I like to give commands. And that I like it when boys follow my commands. Don't touch your body. I would feel uncomfortable with when I should have to fear you will regret our encounter later on. All what will happen should stay in our fantasy. I kiss you again. I don't need to open your mouth with my hand. You eagerly give in to the kiss. I remove my blouse now. open knob after knob. I'm sure you will like what you're going to see. I never wear bras. Let the blouse fall down to the ground now. Now look at my upper body. I can hear on the way you breathe that you like my breast a lot. You know that it will increase the lust to not always get what you want. And I am sure that you want to touch them now, don't you? Yes, I knew it. And it is pretty arousing for many boys when I make them ask for what they want. Do you want to touch them? Then ask. That's a good start, boy. I'm sure you can sound more desperate. I would like that. Put some more desperation into your voice and ask again. That is much better now. Put your hands behind your back. Do you expect that I always give in to your wishes? I give the orders here. So, hands behind your back. But I'll allow you to touch my tits soon, but only with your tongue. You heard me. I said tongue, not lips. I think you still have your pants on because I didn't allow you to take them off, but perhaps you thought I would be fine with this. I'm not. If you were disobedient and took off your pants, put them on again. You might be curious about that order, but remember, you will make a mess soon. And this way we can avoid your semen spreading all around the confessional booth. It's just a question of cleaning up. Now I want to feel your tongue on my nipples. Do it, boy. Lick my nipples. Moan. Again, you are only allowed to touch my breast with your tongue. I don't want to feel your lips. Is that clear, boy? Good boy. If you want to, you can thrust your hips back and forth. This will help you to come. Back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth. Now I will allow you to use your lips too. Move your hips back and forth. You do it so right, boy. Back and forth, back and forth. I'm not sure you are aware of this, but the breast, and especially the nipples of women, are very sensitive. Do you feel that they become hard as erasers under the tongue and lips? But what many men underestimate is that their nipples are pretty similar. I'll show you. Away with your mouth now. Now it is my turn to show you what I can do with your nipples. Move your pelvis back and forth. Feel now my hands on your nipples. I grip them now between my thumbs and my index fingers. Do you know what I will do next? Say, you will pinch my nipples. Yes, that is what will happen soon. I will pinch them hard, and that will hurt. But at the same time, that will increase the sexual energy you feel in your cock. Back and forth. Are you ready, boy? You can say no, but I don't care about your wishes for the moment. You have already given in, so your wishes are unimportant. Now I slightly increase the pressure. Whimper. Whimper because it hurts so much. And feel how it makes you so much more horny. Yeah, that's right. Move your hips back and forth. When you think of my mouth engulfing your cock, that will be very alluring. I can make small sausages disappear in my mouth completely, with barely touching them with my throat. I guess I could do it with your cock too, even if it is bigger than these sausages I talk about. But that is nothing compared to the way that I can make you feel when I suck your cock into my pussy. I love the feeling of controlling men with my pussy. I can make men whimper and scream only with fucking them. I enjoy it so much to be in such an amount of power. Can you imagine me straddling you, you on your back, as I place my cunt around your rock-hard cock? Then I will lower myself on your cock until it completely disappears into my cunt. I prefer the medium-sized cocks. Really small ones are hard to feel for me. Of course, I can take most big cocks into as well, but that could be more straining. I like to fuck playful. It's so much joy to control men with my cunt without putting much effort into it. I can make men whimper and scream. Even without visible movements, I just have to flex and relax my inner muscles to make men into helpless goons. And that I normally do for a long time without giving them release. Back and forth. I mean, what thrills me is the knowledge that I can make them come this way nearly every moment if I would want it. But I like them to whimper and scream. So I bring them close to an orgasm and release the tension to prevent them from their orgasms again and again. I like it when they finally give in to me completely and beg and plead me to make them come. It could be that it takes some time until I grant their wish. When I think I made them wait long enough, I slowly begin to move, and then I get faster and faster. When I feel them very close, I slow down, so they stay on the edge for as long as I want. Back and forth. Because what I want is them to beg and plead more. They all plead. I never met a man that was able to refuse to beg for his relief. I mean, there is no sense in not begging. There is a danger that I just stop and leave them without release and with blue balls. So all of them are pleading. Do you want me to make you come? Yeah, for sure. You know what you have to do for it. Beg. I'm pleased with your begging, but you can do better. You are such a good boy. When they plead, I increase the pace and the friction. In the moment, I feel them shortly before coming. I like to make them wait while I only tease the tips of their cocks. I could now ruin their orgasms, but that normally is not my intention. I want to drain them as much as possible. In the moments I feel them start coming, I ride them in a furious, fast rhythm until they empty their balls completely. It isn't uncommon that some men feel so spent that they fall into unconsciousness for some moments. Most are so spent that they can't even wake up in the next 5 minutes or so. Back and forth. But you won't get the pleasure to feel my cunt on your cock today. You are still in your pants, so I will rub you until your semen soaks them. Do you feel my hands now? Even I don't have much time now. I will not relieve you from begging and pleading. You have to beg and you have to plead. My hand is gliding up and down your pants. I like the cock I feel. That is the size I like to swallow or to suck into my cunt. Back and forth. Now I increase the pace. I feel that you slowly come closer to an orgasm. Yes, you are such a good boy. You will soon come from mommy. There is nothing that you can do to avoid it. Except if you would stop pleading. But I'm sure you will not be so silly. To keep your pride is worthless against the bliss of the orgasm you will get. Back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth. Yeah, that's it. You are pretty close, aren't you? Now beg. It's so alluring to hear you begging that you have to wait just a bit more before I allow you to come. Yes, that's it. That's my good boy. I will increase the pace even more. I will count down from 5 and you will come when I reach 0. Is that clear, boy? I know. Priests are trained in obedience. 5. I don't vary the speed of my hands stroking over your crotch. 4. Back and forth. 3. I increase the friction now. 2. Nearly done. I guess you can feel your sperm craving to boil up now. 1. Release the tension in your body while you come. Don't scream too loud. We are in a church. Back and forth. 0. Come now. Come. Feel your semen soaking out of your cock. Let loose of all tension. Feel your muscles instinctively pump all your sperm out. Come. That is the moment of pure bliss. Yeah, you did it so right, boy. Nothing is more heavenly than the moment of an orgasm. That is like a small journey into the void. I know this, boy. You did it so well. You are just a brave boy. Relax now. Lay your head on my breast for a moment. I know that was bliss. But now you feel drained. Relax for some moments. You are such a good boy. Perhaps we should do it again. But there is no need for you to answer to that for the moment. I know that your head feels now totally empty, but it is a good emptiness. Soon your thoughts will come back. I enjoy it a lot. Breathe now slowly. Now slowly look around. Are you feeling okay? I hope you didn't make too much of a mess, but I guess cleaning up is not such a big task. Rub your pants dry with a handkerchief if you can. Alternately, you can pull off your pants and dispense the cum on it before you put them on again. We don't want your robe to get cum soaked. Now, my sweet boy, I'm counting up to five and reality will get you back. One. Feel the environment around you. Two. It becomes more and more real. Three. Feel the air. Remember, we are in a church. Four. Breathe deep in and out. And five. Completely awake and aware of your environment. Soon you will feel fresh and free. The cozy feeling in the afterglow of your orgasm will stay for some time. I'm sure you will sleep very well tonight. Oh boy, that was good, wasn't it? Well, the questions I came for are still unanswered. To say in short, am I responsible for men I have sexual encounters with when they are unfaithful to their wives? Is it a sin to have sex with them even if I don't know if they are married or have a partner? Do you agree that sex with other men is no sin when their wives are content with it? I am so unsure about these questions, but unfortunately, it's too late to work on it today. But I'm now more confident we can work on it soon, without your horniness getting into our way. When will you be here again for hearing my confession?